Hey, today I'm going to do the Gamers Unite questionnaire, by the user 808 Seduction, and I thought I would, answer some of the questions just so you get to know me a little bit better, I guess.
Okay, sorry, I'm very nervous. I'm gonna be very probably rambly and say I don't know a lot and giggle and stupid things.
Okay, so number one, what was your first gaming system and the first game you played? I believe our first gaming system was a PlayStation. And I think the first game on it was either Spyro, but I remember the first Spyro we ever got was Gateway to Glimmer, so we played number two first, but it was either Spyro 2 or Ratchet and Clank. Both of them excellent series. Well, Spyro was great until Sierra took them over and then they went to shit. Personal opinion, don't kill me. Number two, do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? If I'm playing an MMO or a role-playing game, I'll generally play female characters just because I don't know. I enjoy being all like this tiny petite little thing carrying this gigantic battle axe or something equally ridiculous. So that's always fun. And I can make her super pretty, so it's essentially like having, I don't know, is it the adult equivalent of playing with Barbie dolls? Sounds like it, I don't know. Number three, when making a character, do you ever add detail into looks? Big tits, muscles, or dress like a slut? Well, I don't know how to answer this properly, or if I'm getting the right idea from the question, but I'm going to take it as meaning when I make characters in games, are there particular details which I carry through to like most, if not all, of the characters? So if I'm making a male character, I'll generally have dark hair, long, the hair is long, and he'll generally have a beard. I'll have him like super Viking type person. Well, sometimes I make them blonde, but yeah, it's generally long hair, beard, blonde or dark hair. Normally not black, normally like dark brown hair. And I will make them look as much like a Viking as I can. With female characters, I will generally, I don't know, I like to make them kind of cute and petite and like adorable. But yeah, so generally, if they've got moderators for like weight and body size, it'll be, I don't know. Basically, the shortest, kind of smallest, most petite little thing you can think of. I enjoy playing as those kinds of females in game. But yes. Oh, I generally like putting a beauty spot underneath either the right eye or above the lip on the left-hand side. Just because, I don't know, I think beauty marks are really, really pretty. Four, what gaming systems do you own now and which is your favorite? So we have the X-Bone, we have the Xbox 360 still, we have the Wii, I have my PlayStation 2 in storage, but I've got loads of games that I love playing on it. PlayStation 3, which I don't really play that much anymore. I think that's it. Well, you didn't get the PlayStation 4, but I'm going to cons yeah, it's not consoles, so also my computer, which is not actually a nice gaming computer. It's a shitty laptop that I've had for like 6 or 7 years. It's disappointing, but I'm managing considering I have no money. So my favorite would definitely be my laptop. I play on it the most. I hardly play on any other consoles. And my laptop, I just feel like computers are far more malleable. Not malleable. You can do a lot more with them in terms of games. You can mod the shit out of them, or you know, you can use the command prompts to do things in games, etc., etc. I'm not gonna get into it. Where are we now? Do you prefer multiplayer or single player? I like both. I enjoy single player games for basically just the fact that I can separate myself from everyone and everything. But I like multiplayer games because, well, it's fun to play with friends, isn't it? In terms of multiplayer games, it would generally be things with closed lobbies or single player games that have multiplayer like functionality. So because I play on PC, you know, things like The Forest or I don't know, other things that I can't think of right now. Play a lot of Nom Nom Galaxy, that's good. So I don't really prefer one or the other. They both have their pros and cons, and I enjoy both of them equally depending on my mood. Successfully avoided answering the question. Number 6, which video game character do you see yourself as? Pretty much no one. I don't know. I feel like video game characters are generally these not very realistic representations of people, and that's because people play video games for the entire purpose of escapism. So yeah. Again, not answering the question because I don't have an answer. Number 7, if you could only have one console or handheld for the rest of your life. Oh, I forgot to include my handheld gaming systems. I have a DS and a 3DS. Yes. Okay, sorry. If I could only have one console or handheld for the rest of my life, I'm going to classify PC as not being a console or a handheld because it is a PC. But if I could have only one of the other ones, I'd probably stick, strangely enough, to my PS2. I love my PS2. I've got like a collection of survival horror games on it, which I just love. I'm always expanding that, and it's just, I don't know, it's like my baby. I've had it for so long and it just makes me so happy. Number 8, who is your favorite hero and or villain from a video game, and who is your most hated? Okay, I'm gonna take a short break and think about this. Okay, so after much deliberation, I've come up with a short list of mainly villains, because I feel like villains are far more memorable than protagonists generally. So of course you've got the things like the memorable kind of iconic Pyramid Head from Silent Hill. He was just a great enemy, I don't know. Probably not the main villain, but I still enjoyed him. GLaDOS and... I think I like GLaDOS. I think she was a really well-written character, obviously. I mean, just, yeah, excellent. Sorry, I'm all nervous again now that I've paused. It's so stupid. and then probably Handsome Jack. Now, I love all of these villains, I love them. Handsome Jack was an excellent... He was really funny, like an absolute dickhead. Such a dickhead. But so good. And... Damn, I've forgotten the unicorn's name.
Bastalia.
But yes, Borderlands, excellent series. I love a game that doesn't take itself too seriously. I hated the protagonist Claptrap from Borderlands as well. Fucking irritating little piece of shit. And the villain I hated was Atlas, because he draws you in with this soft, just lovely, very... He draws you in with that wonderful Irish accent and then tears your heart out. The betrayal. It's just, it's too much. Can't take it. Okay. Is sex nudity in video games a yay or a nay? It really depends for me. Like, obviously it depends, but I don't know. I feel like for the majority of video games, I don't know about everyone else, but I play and I like to get really immersed in the game world. So it really does depend on the situation, and it really does depend on the genre of the game. If it's an erotic game, then sure, sex or nudity is good. If it's, I don't know, an action game and it plays in realistically into the scenario, or really any other game, but it has to play in realistically to the scenario, the worlds and the characters. And whether those characters would behave in such a way in those games. So, yeah. I think the main thing is that there's inappropriate sex or nudity, and I don't mean inappropriate as inappropriate as in, oh no, it offends me. I mean inappropriate as in it's not suitable for the world, the character, or the situation, or all of them. So yes, sex nudity is great if it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. Number 10, what is your favorite video game genre and what is your favorite game in that genre? Favorite genre would definitely be survival horror. I really enjoy it. And favorite game, I don't know, I feel like that's a really tough one, but the most memorable one and the one I keep going back to is Fatal Frame. That's the release name in America. It's Project Zero in England and Europe and Australia. And it's known as Zero or Zero Shot in Japan. But yes, that was probably my favorite. I really enjoyed it, even though the English voice acting is so shit and just trying too hard to be spooky and failing and making it spoopy instead. Mm-hmm. Where am I? 11. Would you let someone go down on you while you are gaming? That depends entirely on the game. If it's a game I don't really care about or I've played before, probably. Like, I would probably encourage them, that might be interesting. But if it's a game I'm trying really hard at to be, like, super serial about, super serious about, then probably not, because I just get upset with them. I'm trying to win this game, what are you doing? Number 12, what is your all-time favorite video game and what game was the worst that you have played? My all-time favourite video game. Oh, that's really tough, but I keep going back to the PS2 games. Then again, I have really been enjoying walking simulators, and one that really stands out is Dear Esther, which so many people hate. I know, so many people hate it, they find it so boring. But I just really enjoy very pretty games, and games that, I don't know, maybe try and give a message without being too, I don't know, shoving it down your throat. Flower was a good example of that. All-time favorite video game, I don't know. I really don't know. The worst that I've ever played. I don't know. The worst that I've ever played. Just a shit game. What's a really shit game? I don't know, probably a bunch of indie titles, but yeah, I don't know. There are a lot of really shit games out there. It's hard to just pin down one, and I think a lot of people don't find, well, I particularly, don't find bad games memorable. If they're bad, I just forget them, and I'm like, okay, whatever. Move on and find a good game. Number 13, have you ever fantasized about a game character? Probably. I don't know. Not in recent memory. Probably when I was a little kid and, you know, blossoming into a woman. But, no, I can't think of it, but I probably have. What is your guilty pleasure game? Guilty pleasure game at the moment, I guess Nom Nom Galaxy. It's just kind of this silly little game and you make soup. And it's really fun. Sorry about that. That was my dogs barking like little maniacs. So, number 15. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? Pretty early on, I think. I played it, like, on... I was never really, like, a gamer. Until about high school, I think. And I kind of made friends with, you know, the nerdy group. But, I don't... You know, they... People into computers and games and shit. I got along well with them, and I was like, yup, I like these things that you do. And it started off with, these little, just you know, the ones you would pass them around at school on USBs and play on the school computers, and they were like these little shooter games, or like you would like connect through the local area network and just kind of play these silly little games. They were, yeah, good. They were good fun, and then it just kind of developed from there. And yes, by about, I think, year 8, year 9 would have been like, I am a gamer now. Number 16. Do you believe that video games corrupt youths and their minds? No, I don't. I believe that kids... I think that it can without parental guidance, but ultimately, parents cannot blame video games or TV shows or basically anything else for their children's behavior. Or this is my thoughts. I'm not a parent, so I don't know. But yeah, I feel like if parents say that their kids are behaving a certain way because of video games, they're probably just not giving those kids enough guidance in terms of, hey, you know that video game that you play? Guess what? All that shit's illegal. Then again, you knew that because, you know, GTA has police in it, etc., etc. It's common sense that, you know, don't do illegal things, the police are gonna come get you. But yes. Number 17, would you game under the influence? It really depends on the game. Again, if it's a game I want to be super serious at, probably not, because I get super try-hardy and angry and competitive. I've tried to limit games that I play that are competitive for that specific reason. I get so angry when I don't win, and it's not good. But I don't know. Chill games, like, I reckon some games might be enhanced by certain substances, but I don't know. The only thing I've ever had is alcohol, and gaming can be fun, but I just fall asleep or I lose interest very quickly because I'm drunk. Number 18, who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why? The sexiest game character? I don't know. Ezio. He's an Italian playboy. Then again, he's not particularly attractive. His persona is attractive, and his voice and his accent are attractive. But yeah, probably Ezio. For those specific reasons. Number 19. How long have you been playing video games, and what is your longest gaming session? I've been playing video games, as I said, on and off since I was about, I don't know, pretty young. I don't know if it was 8 or 10 or something like around that age. I don't really remember. And what is my longest gaming session? I don't know. I had a 2-day LAN once. That was good. That was good fun. That was probably it. Number 20. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a game character for sexy time? Probably not. I understand people are into that whole cosplaying and role-playing thing. I'm not particularly, I just I don't know. Something must be going over my head because I just don't get it. But for the sake of argument, for the sake of the question, I don't know. Probably a character who, ooh, Hitman. He looks pretty cool. Then again, keep the hair and the beard. But yes, that Hitman doesn't have, but my partner does. Number 21. What game have you clocked the most hours into? Well, let me check my Steam. I think I know. I think it's probably Left 4 Dead. I really enjoyed that back in the day. Then again, I get the feeling that Civ may have overtaken that. And I don't... When I was younger and we were playing on the consoles primarily, most of that was done through 1 hour, half hour sessions. I remember we were limited to half an hour and I think either two or three turns each, myself and my sibling. And we would switch in half hour. I remember that, yeah. So, you never really got to a really huge amount of hours logged with that kind of stuff. And I'm just... Okay, so after pausing and checking my Steam, I found out that my most played game, according to Steam, is The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. With 251 hours on record. So yes, that pretty good effort, I think. And it's because I like to mod the shit out of it, and I just do everything, and then I download hours and hours worth of user-made like quest paths and like new areas, and just perfect. 22. Which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? I never really played arcade machines. It wasn't, I think, we didn't really have, I was in a very small town, and we didn't really have an arcade there, and besides that, my parents didn't really want me going to arcades. They had the perception that it was very dangerous, and I don't know, I think at that age, like when I was much younger, arcades weren't really, I wasn't really interested in them, and then they quickly became less popular until the, like, sudden, whoa, arcade machine resurgence. Yes. Mm-hmm. Number 23, would you play Minecraft every day or no way? I actually used to. And I do occasionally play Minecraft. I really do quite enjoy it. I get pretty creative, but, you know, you go online and you see other people's builds and you're like, wow, I'm shit. I've got... you look at your own buildings compared to these other people and your structures that you put, like, hours and hours of work into is essentially the equivalent of a dirt mound with a little rose on top of it. Compared to some of these people, but yeah, I could play it every day. I don't, because I've got lots of other games and lots of other things to do, but I could. Number 24, do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through on your own? Again, that depends. Most of the time I like to play through my own and like find my own way, but obviously, if I get stuck, I'll look up a walkthrough in irritation, because I don't like being stuck. I get very frustrated, and it loses the flow of the game for me. Or rather, it breaks that immersion that I try to get. Oh man, I'm so articulate. Number 25, what is the most important trait of a game you play? Honestly, they have to, if they're going for something, like, at the sacrifice of other things, then they have to do that thing really well. And that could be anything. But I generally enjoy, I don't know, every game's different. Yeah, I just feel like if they have a main focus or a main few focuses, they have to work really well on those few things. So for example, in a horror game, it could be an 8-bit horror game, but they have to get the atmosphere right. They can't depend on jump scares, and it has to be well written. There has to be some sort of compelling story, or at least a hinting towards a story that might have been. But yeah. Yeah, so in an action game, they have to get the feel of the action right. There has to be like that movement, that kind of that solidness when you're punching the enemies. You want that satisfaction when you know you want to feel what's going on. Yeah, and the same goes for pretty much every other game. So there's no one important trait for me. It just depends on if they do the thing that they're aiming to do right, because a lot of games don't. Number 26, what is your scariest, creepiest gaming moment, or what game itself was scariest or creepiest? I don't remember a particular moment. I'm so bad with memory. I have opinions. That's what it is. I've got all my opinions, and so there's no room for memories, just opinions. But I was playing Fatal Frame one night alone in an empty house, and I had the lights on, but I was playing in this room where basically two of the walls are just covered in windows, so it's essentially two glass walls in a room, and my entire the patio, the area surrounding that, was completely dark. And there was this, I remember I was playing, it was getting to like a really heavy moment, there was like all this atmosphere, it was really creepy, I was like scared as shit. And the freaking cat was chasing, I think, a bug, and jumped against the window and scared the shit out of me. I nearly cried. I was so scared. And that wasn't that long ago either. So I think I was about 16, if not a little bit older. Number 27. Have you ever been to a gaming convention? Not necessarily a gaming convention, but a pop culture convention. We don't get PAX where I am. But I totally would go if we got it and it wasn't so expensive, as in to get to where PAX is being held currently in Australia. If it wasn't so expensive to get to the actual location where PAX was, I'd absolutely go, because that sounds awesome. But yeah, I've been to Comic-Con and a few other conventions that I go to every year. 28, do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Definitely a keyboard and mouse, especially in shooters. I don't understand how people can use controllers, because I'm so uncoordinated. It's just appalling. I'll just lurch from side to side. This Xbox controllers are too big for my hands, so I can't accurately control the character with them. PlayStation controllers are fine because they're much smaller and, well, my fingers can reach everything, essentially. Number 29. Would you ever wear or let your significant other wear your headset and let other players hear the moans? Oh. Yes. That's not even something I had thought of before, but that's a really nice thought. Yes, I think I would definitely do that. Hmm.
Number 30. Even if you hadn't played them all, you'd seen them no doubt. In Tomb Raider, which iteration of Lara Croft was your favourite? Triangle tits Lara Croft. Definitely. No. Probably, I don't know. I haven't really seen any of the other games. I remember I played the triangle tits one when I was much, much younger. And I remember the butler on the training levels, like where you're in the mansion. It scared the shit out of me because I didn't know what the old man moaning was. I was like, oh god, there's like a monster in here I have to defeat, and this is old butler just coming towards me with fucking tea on his tray. I don't know. So that's why the triangle tits Lara Croft is my favorite. But I don't know. I as far as I'm aware, in the most recent one, they've tried to make her a strong character, but kind of failed in making her a female who wants to be a strong character, but isn't actually a strong character. But that's, yeah. Number 31. If you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? Probably the Elder Scrolls universe, because it's pretty cool. Travel around, go see some Khajiit. Khajiit are very cool, and they have many wares. Anyway, yeah, probably the Elder Scrolls. I like the idea of it. And I mean, in what other place could you be a criminal, escape prison, and then be like heavily praised for it and told you're the last hope for humanity because fucking demons and shit. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's it from me. And I'll link the quiz. It'd be interesting to see other people, because I know I rambled on and on and on. My goodness, half an hour. Okay. Good luck getting through this. If you did, thank you. You're very, very kind listening to me just talking shit for 30 minutes.
So basically just going back and listening. After editing, I realized that this would probably be classified as non-erotic and therefore not allowed on GWA. So in the interest of being able to post it to GWA, I guess I'm going to do a bonus little the penis preference test, which I've seen actually people doing before. And so I guess I'll do that. Yeah. So thank you for listening so far, and I'm gonna make it even longer. Yay. Okay, so the penis preference test. Number one, what do you think of this dick? That is an average size dick. Yeah, that's an average size dick. Number two. Ooh, this dick would make me hurt. That looks very large. My goodness. Yeah, see, that's one of the things I don't understand. Guys, why are you going for really big dicks? Like, why are you all like, yes, my dick has to be gigantic? And I know, like, the majority of you guys, if given, like, a genie or, like, magic potion or something like that, you would be all like, hell yeah, I'm gonna make my dick bigger. Like, this big. No, it's scary. I don't know about other girls. Probably other girls like it. I don't know. It's a little bit scary. So that would definitely make me hurt. Number three. This guy's dick. See, that's undersized. Probably very undersized. But I reckon that if you push down on that, because it looks like he's a little bit chubby, right? If you push down on that little pad of fat, like at the base, I reckon you'd be surprised at how much you'd be able to, like, find still there. So he's probably not as small as he looks. Number four, what do you dear god, that's a big one. It looks like it's that's really big, but I can't lie, that's like scary but also very appealing at the same time. I would say that's a huge dick. It's very, very thick. Oh my goodness. Number five, what do you think of this dick? It's big, I would say. It doesn't look like it's very big, like, around, but he might just have long fingers. Yeah. How long does this duck, oh my god, look to you? That looks to me like maybe 10 inches, maybe a little bit more. So 10 or 12 inches, I don't know. But, yeah, an interesting shape, I guess, I don't know. The head. I don't think I've ever seen one that has that kind of shape. Not necessarily the curve in it, like, you know, everyone's got a different varying of curve. But, like, the head is so small comparatively, and then it just kind of... It's so weird how thick it is directly underneath such a tiny head, and then it tapers into this really thin towards the base. Number seven. What do you think of this guy's cock? Yeah, it's okay. It's probably, well, I would say that's above average. I mean, I don't know. Then again, I don't know. Probably average, if not a little bit over average. Like, yeah. I'm gonna give it, it's normal, nothing special. Everyone's penis is special. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Okay? You have a wonderful penis. Good job. Even if you're a girl, your penis is beautiful. Number eight, how long does this dick look to you? Oh, wow, I like that one. I like that one very much, actually. That one, oh man, I really like the veins in the foreskin. That looks awesome. That one looks about 12 inches to me, because a hand is about 4 inches, right? So I would say that's about 3 hands tall. Yeah. I would say that is a 12-inch dick. Number 9, do you like cut or uncut? I really like uncut, I'm not gonna lie. But I can appreciate all dicks. Yes. Number 10, in terms of thickness, this dick is very thick. Oh my gosh. My gosh, look, her hand can't even, like, touch. That's like as thick as my fucking wrist. That's scary. That is huge. I would say that's too thick. But, I mean, you know, you never know until you try, right? Holy crap, though, the amount. Oh my god. I can't get over how thick that is. That's crazy. I've never seen it that thick, even in porn. Okay. Number 11, how long does this dick look to you? About 4 inches, I would say. If not a little bit. No, I would say 4 inches. Actually, I don't know. 4 inches, if not less. Maybe 2 or 3? I don't know. Oh, and it looks like that's the end of the quiz. Oh, and the as far as I've been, as far as I'm aware, I've seen loads of people saying that the results for this are just shit and don't worry about it, so I won't worry about the results, but... Yes, there is my my contribution to the penis and the Gamers Unite questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed. Yeah.